You're with SBS Radio.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo, ki jo skrbno vodi Katarina van der Linden. Minulo nedeljo, 5. augusta, smo se člani slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu spomnili našega predragega pokojnega patra Bazilija Valentina OFM MBE ob 21. obletnici njegove smrti in pogreba. Ta hvaležen spomin na pokojnega patra Bazilija je bil v slovenski cerkvi svetih bratov Cirila in Metoda v Kjuju. Program je bil v sklopu praznovanja 50. obletnice blagoslovitve našega Božjega hrama v Melbourneu, ki ga je pater Bazili zgradil s pomočjo naših pridnih slovenskih rojakov v Viktoriji. Poslušajmo sedaj odlomke iz tega programa z naslovom A v duši moji pogled, Gospodu razplamti se v nov sijaj. Naslov je iz pesmi patra Bazilija Križani. Najprej bomo slišali uvodne besede in misli patra Cirila Božiča OFM OAM EV, dolgoletnega voditelja slovenskega misijona svetih bratov Cirila in Metoda v Kjuju, gospod Lojze Dominko, znani glasbenik v Melbourneu, je na trobenti zaigral skladbo Tišina, ki ste jo slišali ob začetku te posebne priloge.
Razne obiski in slovesnosti so del našega praznovanja 50-letnice blagoslovitve naše cerkve svetih bratov Cirila Metoda ter 10. obletnice blagoslovitve kapelice Tapinu. Hvaležen spomin na patra Bazilija nas zavezuje, da ohranjamo njegovo dediščino in danes ob 21. obletnici njegove smrti in pogreba smo še posebej povezani z njim. Sam se spominjam, z Brezi sem prišel na obisk meseca februarja leta 1997. Skupaj s tedanjim generalnim direktorjem slovenske policije, gospodom Markom Pogorevcem. In padre Bazili nas je peljal tudi na pokopališče Kilo. Tam smo pomolili za pokojne in je rekel, se tako živo spominjam, pravite, tukaj ne bom pa jaz počival. Pa smo rekli, jaz sem rekel, pater Bazili, to bo pomenilo še mnogo let, preto bo še tukaj počival. Ampak 26. julija istega leta je do Slovenije prišla in tudi tukaj je odjeknila žalostna vest. Prehitro je odšel in ta novica seveda je odjeknila in še danes bi rekel, rečemo, da prehitro, pater Valerijan je dočakal veliko več let, z njim sta bila prijatelja in naj vam povem nekaj osebnega. 19. junija smo imeli pogreb v cerkvi vseh sveti na žalost za patra Valerijana in so me prosili, da sem bil eden od čestnih patrov in smo veljali njegovo krsto iz cerkvi vseh sveti na pokopališče, na žalah, na naše pokopališče. In takrat mi je oreh zagrablo. Se rekel, gledaj, takrat leta 27. sem nosil patra Bazilija iz cerkve tukaj pred Ljuško Trotino, kjer smo imeli mašo. Zdaj peljem patra Valerijana. Dva očaka avstralska. In v srcu se mi je prebudil spomin in hvaležnost na njeno delo in na tudi prijateljstvo in bratstvo, ki smo ga doživljali skupaj.
Helena Leber, dobro poznana in spoštovana v slovenski skupnosti ter dolgoletna radijska napovedovalka slovenske oddaje na radiju 3A in SBS, je izrazila njene spomine in misli o patru Baziliju.
Kamenite steze so vodile nas v neznano. Nekoč, pred novimi desetletji, je življenjska nuja pognala v svet stotine naših sovrstnikov. Na tuji zemlji, med neznanimi ljudmi, obremenjeni v neznanju jezika in kulture te krajev, smo hrepeneli po domačem ognjišču in toploti čustev. Končno so se odprla vrata v Melbourneu v slovenskem verskem središču Kljuv. Nasmejani obraz patra Vasilija je bil vabilo v domače okolje na tujem svetu. Tedaj so naši mladi fantje zaorali začetne temelje na tem petem kontinentu. Tisti, ki ste še danes med nami, se lahko Bogu zahvalite za sedanje uspehe dobremu človeku. Sedaj, ob 21. obletnici njegovega slovesa in ob 50-letnem slavju našega verskega središča.
Na to sem si tudi jaz, čisto na kratko, v angleščini spomnil našega predragega preminulega patra Valerijana Jenka, OFM OAM, ki je pred kratkim odšel v večnost. Na to sem tudi povedal moje spomine na patra Vasilija in lahko rečem, da mi je bilo v veliko čast se spomniti teh dveh velikih ter zelo skromnih možev, ki sta toliko dobrega naredila v korist in dobrobit slovenstva v Avstraliji.
It's an honor and I feel truly humbled to be able to speak here today about Pater Vasili Valentin, OBE, OFM. However, before I speak about this wonderful person, I'd like to mention something about another saintly priest who passed away recently. We all know Father Valerian Jenko, OFM, OAM, who Pater Cyril just mentioned. What an honour, Father, that you buried these two saintly men. The Slovenian community in Australia continues to mourn the death of Father Valerian Jenko. He passed away in Ljubljana on June 15th this year, at the age of 92, as Father Cyril had already mentioned. Great age. Father Valerian worked tirelessly as a Franciscan priest, missionary, and cultural worker for over 50 years before he returned to Slovenia in 2013. He truly was a great pillar within the Slovenian community, not only in New South Wales, but the whole of Australia. We join our good Slovenian friends in Sydney in mourning the sad passing of this truly saintly man and priest. And the Sydney community gave him a very fitting tribute and farewell on July 15th this year. May Father Valerian Jenko rest in God's peace. Pater Valerian Jenko, počivajte u Božjem miru i naj vam polahka prelijepa slovenska zemlja. Dragi Pater, hvala za vse.
Radio SBS, oddaja u slovenskem jeziku.
July 26th this year marks the 21st anniversary of the sad passing of another great pillar within the Slovenian community in Australia. Father Vasili Valentin, OFMBE, who along with Father Valerian were both instrumental in establishing their respective Slovenian Catholic missions and religious and cultural centres here in Kew, in Melbourne, and in Marylands in Sydney, with the support of their respective Slovenian communities, of course. They were close friends, both very proud Slovenians, who worked together for the good of their respective Slovenian flocks and for the Slovenian community in Australia at large. Father Vasili was instrumental in establishing the St. Cyril and Methodius Slovenian Catholic Mission with its religious and cultural centre. And this special place of worship, the St. Cyril and Methodius Slovenian Catholic Church, the oldest Slovenian church in Australia, which was blessed almost exactly half a century ago, as Pater Cyril mentioned, 20th of October 1968. This Slovenský Boží chrám has been a central place of worship for the Slovenian community in Melbourne for half a century. It's only fitting that we remember Father Bazili today as the one who established this beautiful Slovenian church, Catholic mission and religious and cultural centre with the help of the Slovenian community. Father Bazili's loathing of communism and the Red Regime which held power in his homeland Slovenia absolutely paled into comparison for his deep love of God, devotion to the Virgin Mary and his Catholic faith, and loving us, his chosen Australian Slovenian flock, and the people he served so humbly for over four decades. Father Bazili always emphasised the importance of being proud of our Slovenian background, heritage, language and culture. He also hoped that this pride is passed down to the next generation born here in Australia, I should say generations, from their first generation Slovenian immigrant parents. This beautiful Slovenian church, where we have gathered today, was built through the blood, sweat and tears of Slovenian volunteers who were unified in a common cause to build a central place of worship in their Slovenian mother tongue, as well as maintaining their culture, language and identity in their newly adopted homeland under the Southern Cross. Whilst it is known that Father Bazili did have a number of health issues, his untimely death on that cold, wintry Saturday evening of July 26, 1997, at the age of 72, shocked every one of us who knew and loved him. His funeral held in front of the Lourdes Grotto, Lushka Vuklina, here at the Slovenian Religious and Cultural Centre in Kew, was attended by as many as 2,000 people, many of whom travelled long distances to be present. This event is now regarded as being the largest single gathering of Australian Slovenians in the one location in the history of the Slovenian community in Australia. If I'm wrong here, I stand corrected. It was indeed a very sad day, and even Father Bazili's most fervent opponents and detractors expressing sorrow and sadness for his untimely passing. Dragi Pater Bazili, nenadoma si nas zapustil. In se tako skromno poslovil iz tega sveta v tisti hladni zimski noči pred 21 leti. Bil si tako ponosen in zaveden Slovenec, pravi domoljub, patriot, ki si z vsem srcem ljubil svojo slovensko domovino, narod, kulturo in jezik. Naj ti bo Bog, bogat plačnik za vsega dobrega, kar si storil kot eden od glavnih stebrov slovenstva, tukaj pod Južnim križem. Dragi Pater Bazili, hvala za vse.
Nadaljujemo s drugim delom današnje posebne priloge o spominu na Patra Bazilija Valentina OFM MBE in 21. obletnice njegove smrti in pogreba, ki je bil v Slovenski cerkvi svetih bratov Cirila in Metoda v Kjuju minulo nedeljo 5. augusta. Ravno prej ste slišali moški pevski zbor Planika pod vodstvom gospoda Rolanda Carmodija, ki je med programom zapel dve pesmi K tebi želim moj Bog in V nebesih sem doma. Cerkveni pevski zbor pod vodstvom gospe Janike Rutherford je tudi zapel dve znani Marijini pesmi Marija Mati Ljubljena in lepa si, Roža Marija. Nekaj pesmi Patra Bazilija iz knjige Spomini nemi me u objem love so deklamirali člani igralske skupine pod vodstvom gospe Drage Geld OEM in drugi člani slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu. To so bili gospa Romana Žetko, predsednica slovenskega kluba Jadran, gospa Anica Markič, gospa Vera Brne, gospod Damon Rusis, gospod Frank Pristov, gospa Ana Zec, gospa Helena Opeli, gospod Peter Bole in gospa Draga Gerd OEM, ki je vodila nedeljski program. Celoten program seveda ne moremo danes predvajati zaradi časovne omejitve, bo pa na razpolago v celoti na naši spletni strani www.sbs.com.au/Slovenien. Vsi, ki smo sodelovali v programu, smo na oltar položili nagel z slovensko trobojnico v spomin na patra Bazilija Valentina, OFM OBE, duhovnika, socialnega in kulturnega delavca, pesnika, ustanovitelja in dolgoletnega voditelja slovenskega katoliškega misijona svetih bratov Cirila in Metoda v Kjuju, velikega slovenskega domoljuba in enega od stebrov slovenstva v Avstraliji, ki je resnično ljubil svojo rodno slovensko domovino, narod, kulturo ter svojo slovensko čredo pod Južnim križem z vsem srcem in dušo. Za slovo smo vsi prisotni s cerkvenim pevskim zborom zapeli priljubljeno Marijino pesem Lepa si, Roža Marija. Dragi pater Bazilij, počivajte v Božjem miru in hvala za vse.
Stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.